This is it. Two more episodes. Sorry. Not it, it.
Yeah. Till what?
Till we can talk about sports. All day, baby. Last two episodes, I think we should just full 100% talk about sports. We have the NBA Finals. We have the Stanley Cup happening. Mm-hmm. We have baseball's happening. My Giants are heating up.
Uh-huh. Keep going. And
we're going to talk about sports until...
I am sick and tired of the sports talk, all right? No more, okay? I'm done. No more foul tip. It's Zach and Waleed, baby. That's right. Zip off your thing. Yeah, there you go. Episode 39 of Foul Tip.
We're the Zach and Waleed Show, and we're not going anywhere. Ow, god damn.
Sorry, you told me to slap you hard.
That was a very, very good slap.
You said slap you hard. I did.
Are we going to get demonetized for that one?
For what? Kink? Kink fetish?
kink fetishing?
Welcome to episode 39 of Foul Tip.
Episode 1.
Second to last episode of Foul Tip. Guys, big news.
Well, let's do the apology first.
Apology for what? I ain't saying sorry for shit.
I'll say sorry. We pre-recorded RTs well before Trill's announcement that they were unfortunately leaving. And so we're sorry that it just happened that it lined
ours
up.
Ours was a bit.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was a funny bit to, as the rebrand for the episode, was to say, oh no, we're ending. But they're actually ending.
You did laugh like that too.
I did. I giggled like this. And I went like this too.
So we switched it up and we're coming out now with the Zach and Waleed Show.
That's right, guys. Foul Tip is ending, technically, yes. But an honor to launch our new show, the Zach and Waleed Show. Not a sports podcast.
No,
we'll talk
a little bit.
No. Guys, we realize, you know, we don't like sports.
Yeah, the question of why are we rebranding is sports suck. So,
I mean, it doesn't suck. It's just like, if you're not freaking, oh, batting average is 9.8 and Zach has L takes all the time. We figured that doing a more broader podcast where it's not surrounded by sports, where we could do anything we want, is a better option for all of us.
We just wanted, obviously, you may have seen in the last few month-ish episodes, we haven't been talking about sports much. So we've been kind of teasing what the new show will be. It's not going to be exactly what the previous episode.
What can they expect from the Zach and Waleed Show?
Well, for the audio listeners, we are sitting on a beach in our new merch that's not available yet. So don't fucking look for it yet. But we're going to be talking about beach stuff.
No, we're not.
We're going to be talking about the grains of sand.
No, we're not going to.
On the West Coast.
That was just the theme for the podcast. It doesn't mean that.
We're going to be talking about beach balls.
Don't take it too literally.
Volleyball?
No, Zach, don't take it too literally.
No, we're just going to be talking about whatever the fuck Cody and Noel talk about.
Whatever they want.
Yeah, we're going to be the plan B of Cody and Noel.
Wait, I just realized. Why did we go with Zach and Waleed?
Oh, God.
And not Waleed and Zach.
Can I slap you now?
Or Muhammad Army Nation.
Ooh, I saw that in the Discord.
So are Zach and Waleed final? Is that the final name?
It's on a shirt. So.
I mean, this hasn't dropped yet. Because this is an easy edit, to be honest.
What do you want? You want to sit on this side and then I sit on that side?
No, I just figured, why is it always Zach and Waleed first? And not Waleed and Zach?
How about we switch sides on the couch today?
No, I don't want to switch sides. I want the name to be Waleed and Zach. I'm tired of the white man being in front of me all the time.
Oh, God. Put on those shades, bro. The racing shades.
I'm tired of the white man being in front of me.
No, the white man's going to keep winning.
Well, I mean, I will say Zach and Waleed does sound better.
Thank you. Why we talked about these social. It's because one syllable is my name and two syllables is your name. Yeah. So... one's better than
typical
two.
White man talking about the English language. You know who created the English language? The white man.
My face is still ringing, by the way.
From the slap?
Yeah.
Oh, slap
it's
you.
It's legit burning.
Also, guys, follow Trill wherever they go. We love them so much. We're excited to see them fly like the eagles they are.
They are going to soar so high. They're going to crush.
I was going to say, fly like the pigeons they are, rats of the sky.
That's going to make people fall for sure.
Also, guys, big news. June 25th, right here at TMG Studios, I have a new show.
You have another job?
Yeah, I have another
job
without Zach.
Fuck me.
Yep, a new show without Zach, guys. Fuck all that white man talk I was talking about earlier. Guys,
brown people are up. The brown people are up, baby.
TMG Studio presents the Wacky Waleed live show right now.
Is that what it's called?
What's wrong with it?
What is it called? What is it?
The Wacky Waleed live show. TMG presents the Wacky Waleed live show.
Nice.
Why?
No.
Are you jealous?
No, it's all good. It's cool.
Guys, we're doing a live stream. We're doing the first episode June 25th. Guests are the Super Mega Boys.
Nice.
Matt and Ryan. And Cole Hirsch, podcast from outside.
Nice.
Yep. We're going to be doing a paint and sip stream. It's going to be live, so you guys can paint along with us. You can also submit photos that we will then paint. So you get a picture of yourself, picture of your dog.
Nice.
We'll paint it. We'll also get fucked up.
Cool.
And I'm going to be playing a Bob Ross character the whole time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Guys, huge announcement. I also have a new show coming
out. No, you don't.
It's all about sports.
No, you don't.
And you can just listen to me take my L's live. It's called the Zachy Live Show. me and my five.
Well, guys, I have a new show. It's where I talk about my best friend Zach and his L takes in sports. Called the Fucky Zachs.
I like that a lot. No, fuck you. Anyways, it's just Waleed's live show. Go watch it. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be fun. I'm happy for you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
That does not sound happy at all. You're pissed.
While I sit on the couch and fucking
watch the whole thing.
Hit LinkedIn.
Also, guys.
Refresh LinkedIn.
guys, be sure to like, comment, and rate us 5 stars, please.
Oh,
I know you guys are thinking, oh, it's only the second to last episode of Foul Tip. Guess what? This is history. Don't you want to be a part of history?
Don't you want to be in the like button final?
Yeah, forever of Foul Tip.
Yeah, it's an iconic moment.
Guys, we need this, all right?
Well, we have the Twitch as well.
Oh,
this is our last plug, I believe. Yeah,
that's right, guys. Too Many Cooks every Thursday, a cooking stream with our good friend Andy Paz, Zach and Waleed, twitch.tv.
What's everyone's roles here?
I'm a cook. Andy's a cook.
Andy is a better cook than you, my
no
friend.
No way.
Yes, he
no
is.
No way, Cap.
Yes, he is.
Oh, so what? He makes hummus? Anyone can make fucking hummus, bro.
Tots ate the food, the leftovers, and she came. I'm not, like, okay, I'm joking she came, but, like, she fucking was gushing over
his food.
Dude,
he bought that salad from the store.
Did he?
Yeah, the Shirazi salad, they make that at the grocery store.
But did he cut up the feta cheese on his own?
Yeah, bro, cutting up feta
really
cheese
good
is
job.
Very easy. Zach's the waiter in this stream.
Yep,
and I
get shit on.
Dude, because
constantly.
This guy sucks as a waiter.
That's not true.
He sucks so
maybe you
hard.
Suck as a chef.
What are you talking about?
You gotta give me some fucking direction. You can't just be like, put it out there and be
that's
like.
That's how cooks do it. Here, go.
Yeah, but you gotta say the fucking falafel's ready, Zach. Ready to be taken out.
You don't know what a falafel is?
I know what a falafel is. You just didn't give me enough direction.
Okay. Next episode we're doing with Cole Hirsch again. This Tuesday is.
I didn't know that he was coming on the stream.
Yeah, we just got him last week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, Taco Thursday.
Heavy Cole Hirsch.
This Thursday, twitch.tv/Zach and Waleed, baby.
Taco Thursday, this Thursday, like Waleed just said, and we're excited. And Andy is adamant about doing one more stream. So during the week. So maybe we'll do 2 times a week because Andy is fucking crazy.
Not Adderall.
Yes. But anyways, let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen, what we are getting into today.
We're talking about Josh Allen, as always.
Okay. Oh, whoa. This is the Zach and Willie show?
No, this is just foul tip.
I know, but can we continue talking about Josh Allen for the rest of my life?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
All right, cool.
Yeah. That's embedded in our DNA now.
Yeah, okay, cool.
We're going to talk about, is Zach a Marvel fan?
Nice.
We're going to talk about NBA Finals. It is foul tip, you know, might as well.
We still have to talk about some the NBA Finals. See, the thing is about sports is what...
Oh, the thing about sports is... Shut up. What else we got? Go down the list. I have a job, question mark?
Jobs.
Jobs. And the big Chili's proposal campaign. I'm sure you guys seen it. I'm sure you guys tagged Zach in it 1,000 times. And that's it. That's the episode.
Well, we have more sports.
Nah, we'll talk about sports.
We have Ja Morant. The Eric Lewis referee.
Who? Yeah, fine. We'll talk about it. Whatever.
Okay.
Just tune out, guys, when you get to that part.
So Josh Allen.
Right.
My Lord and Savior.
Your crush.
My
crush. Your man crush, yep.
If you watched episode 37 with the surprise of Josh Allen.
That's right.
He ended the interview with me and Waleed saying that he would like for us to come to the U.S. Open.
He did say that.
And hang out.
So the U.S. Open's at LA Country Club this year.
That's right.
Nice.
I'm a big golf fan too.
You have a great swing.
I'll be there. I'm going to be there.
Sounds good. Sick, are you saying we will come?
Well, maybe you guys go.
Ah,
maybe.
Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe we can hang out.
Hey. Have a beer on the course. That sounds pretty damn good to me.
Come meet us at the U.S. Open, Zach and Waleed. Oh, thanks, Josh.
Okay, yeah.
Well, so I would like to practice
meeting Josh Allen.
Meeting Josh Allen with you.
All right, yeah, we could practice. I mean, you really need practice to
meet
somebody.
Yeah, I have severe social anxiety.
All right, well, yeah, well, I guess. We'll give it a shot.
Oh. Josh! Hey!
Hey, Zach!
¿Cómo estás?
Hey, buddy.
I have some Coronas for you.
Okay. Oh, hell
cheers,
yeah.
Man.
Cheers.
I know we're out in public here at the U.S. Open, but, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Anyways.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Just, you know, watching the golf stuff, you know.
Do you play? Here, let me get that for you.
Okay. Use your teeth. All right. Well,
You know these bad boys. Hey, remember that vine? The teeth vine?
No.
Which one? Fucking huge. All right. Anyways.
So, yeah, I'm just watching the golf thing here. And
nice.
Yeah.
Hey, you ready for the first game of the season? It's against the Jets.
Yeah, I've been practicing. Yeah,
you know, it's crazy. You play on 9/11.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, and it's the Jets.
Oh, well, I had no idea, actually.
Are you ready for any questions about the media for that?
About 9/11?
And the Jets.
Huh. No, I didn't really practice.
You're not drinking your beer. I didn't spike it.
Actually.
Hey, I'm innocent over here.
I think I'm good off the beer right
not
now.
Not drinking the beer.
I'll just probably stick to water.
Hey, where's Haley?
Yeah, she's at home.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah, I watched the movie.
Hey, do you have any icks from the movie? Do you think her acting's like, ooh?
Well, she did voiceover, so.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Oh, hey, face isn't good enough for the cam, huh? You can hit it. Thanks, man.
Zach, this is terrible. You're going to say all this
what?
Stuff?
I think that's a nice hangout.
No, it's not. That was so awkward.
What the fuck?
What do you mean?
Well, this is why.
9/11?
They're playing on 9/11.
Are they actually?
Yes.
I'm watching. Wait, can you bet?
They're going to play on 9/11. I think that's a safe. It's like, hey, you ready to play on September 11th? It's a date.
Why don't you just say, are you ready to play? Don't
the first
9/11.
Game. Because, you know, who never forget. You know, you got to remember.
Are you excited to play on 9/11?
Yes, Zach. I'm super excited to play on 9/11.
Jesus Christ.
I thought that went well.
And the Haley Steinfeld dissing?
Hey, it's some big tea that's happening.
Okay, but don't diss her. Oh, by the way, they're dating.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they're dating.
But thanks for how'd you find out about this?
I think you sent it to me, actually.
Well, I was going to say, I was leading you into the BFF pod.
Oh, yes.
Guys, we're back to normal here. The date's over with Josh. Thanks, Josh,
yeah,
for coming.
Yeah, you fuck it up.
Drink your Corona. But there's some good tea coming out with Josh Allen. Josh, if you're watching this, I have to talk about this because it's everywhere. So sorry, but love you very much. We'll keep this fresh and light. You know, I don't want to get too much into your background because I love you.
Dude.
But you have good tea. You're seen with Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, and there's you guys are in a relationship. Is it confirmed?
They're probably just dating.
They're just seen hang out.
Yeah, here they are at a sushi date, okay. You know, and he's got the arm around. It's a friend. He looks wasted.
Yeah, and here's the thing about Josh.
He looks toasty.
He does look kind of toasty. Not only is he handsome as hell, but he's also funny as fuck.
Yeah. Wow.
So everyone's like, how the hell did he get Haley? Because look at him. He's handsome and he's funny as hell.
Yes, that's a good take. I was supposed to say that, but all right. But on the BFF.
Wait, didn't Haley date Niall from One Direction?
You got to look that up.
Oh, he did.
Wow. Did you read that?
No, I swear to God. I knew.
What the fuck? How did you know that?
I remember.
You're a huge 1D
fan? I was a big 1D. A lot of people say I look like Zayn.
No one says that.
Not a single person has said that. Watch all the comments of this episode. I didn't realize this, but Waleed kind of looks like Zayn Malik.
The Zach and Zayn show? Ooh. Ricky, change that up for us,
please. A lot of people say I look like him.
I mean, if you hit the Corey Kaye fucking workout method.
What are you talking about? I am. I'm already. What are you fucking saying?
He's got the He's got a chiseled face.
My jaw's chiseled. Anyway, so Josh and Haley,
are seen
hanging out together.
Yeah.
They're dating.
They've been on dates.
Okay, dates, whatever, right?
Yeah.
The thing that made me so fucking mad, right? Dave Portnoy went on recently and said, Josh is way out of his league here. Look at this. Watch this fucking clip.
A huge Haley Steinfeld fan.
Oh, like, of course you are. Fucking
Holly?
Was probably top five most eligible.
Right.
I didn't see this at all. I actually thought she was out of his league. And I like Josh Allen. So this is a
Josh Allen
is a number one power couple for me right off the bat.
Is she like from Buffalo or around there? Like what's the connection? It seems like a weird one, right?
Yeah, I was
she's
very surprised by it. Because she's not in like the news.
She's pretty low key for being
correct.
You know, she had a hit single. She's been in Smash movies, but she's just kind of quietly.
She's the star of Dickinson.
But she doesn't. You don't hear her rubbing. It's,
okay,
like,
we're good.
Yeah, pause it. First of all,
that was an L take.
Fuck you, guys. Now that we're not a sports podcast, I can say it. I hate Dave Portnoy so fucking much. First of all, dog.
We still have two episodes.
No, fuck that. You are pushing 50, brother, all right? Yes, you build a successful company and a content empire, and you do put creators on the map. That's amazing. But, dog, you are pushing 50?
What's wrong with that?
Well, he's old as fuck. You can't be saying Josh is out of his league.
Yeah, he can.
No, he can't. He doesn't. Where's his bitches?
He has, like, a 20-year-old fucking girlfriend.
That's sus as fuck. What are you, Dane Cook?
All right. That you wanted anything else?
No, I want to keep going. And you suck ass. Remember when he called Colin Kaepernick a terrorist?
Yes. I don't really.
And he was like, I don't know. I thought he was a terrorist because he's brown, kind of. Fuck you, Dave Portnoy.
He's just black.
Fuck your pizza shit, whatever. Pizza reviews. I hope you choke on a fucking Vienna sausage.
All right.
I just had to get that off on chat.
No, I could tell.
Yeah.
Sitting on there for a while.
Yeah.
I kind of like Dave.
Yeah. Of course you do.
I just think he built
the white man always loves Dave Portnoy.
I think he built a nice brand.
He did.
It's a successful
thing. I like
thing.
Caleb personally.
And then another thing.
Dave Portnoy, he said, yeah, you want to come on the show? Yo, I'm a huge fan, dog. Yes.
Honestly, like, you would have to switch it up because having Dave on would be fucking massive.
I know. We got to play the clip in front of him.
So in the Spider-Man movie, Shameik Moore,
mm-hmm.
He plays
Miles Morales.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. He has been shooting his shot in mini interviews with Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, in the PR interviews?
Oh, yes. Have you seen this?
Nah, we'll play it.
Okay. Play this, Shameik Moore. This is like a compilation clip, so it's going to be short, quick clips. But for audio listeners, just enjoy.
It's easier to be Miles flirting with Gwen when I'm looking at Haley.
When you're looking at her, right.
Dude,
I was very happy to work with Haley.
Yeah.
I got to do this. I got to make a movie.
I'm going to watch Paper Moon, just so I
can, so you know?
Just so I can, like, be closer to Haley.
It's easier looking at Haley.
You always said that.
Miles trying to get to Gwen, you know?
Dude,
what I mean?
He is thirsty.
You can't say that twice, or you gotta say that once.
So if you, let's say you were in a relationship.
Yeah.
And you were getting into one.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is red flag numero uno.
Yeah, this guy shouldn't be Spider-Man.
So Josh Allen definitely has to look out for this dude.
This guy needs to be the Rizzler, dude. That's his fucking new character. Jeez, come on. You think Josh and him have beef now?
I mean, like I said, I think Josh has to fucking look out for this dude. Anytime, like, they're like, hey, we just wrapped up a scene.
Oh,
I think we're going to go grab a drink.
Sweeney,
Josh
got
to fucking run his ass over there, leapfrog another player. Just fucking sit there with glasses, a fake mustache, and just watch.
Yeah, just a lookout.
Just you know, make sure that everything's good. Because that guy is thirsty.
No hate to Shameik Moore, but I think Josh is fine.
You think Josh is hotter?
I think Josh is hotter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just make it, I didn't know where you were.
Josh is an athlete and is a superhero, all right? In my eyes.
What do you think?
Shameik Moore plays one.
A little taste of the Zach and Malik show. An extension of this. What do you think of, like, what's too far on a date as just friends? If you were Josh Allen watching Shameik Moore, are they allowed to go one-on-one coffee date?
Yeah, they can get coffee.
That's okay with you?
I don't know.
Dude, wait, what?
I don't know the context.
If Shameik Moore and Hailee Steinfeld just went
They're actors in a big popular movie.
And you just watched four clips of him wanting her
fucking...
Okay,
that could have been out of context. What if the clip after Hailee Steinfeld was like, well, it was actually easier for me.
Oh!
You don't know.
Ooh, that kind of turned me on.
No.
Sorry.
Whoa, hey!
Sorry.
Hey!
I don't know. I think, like, that right there, like, would make me text Hailee and be like, hey, like, what's going on here? Like, can we fucking switch it up here? Or can we cancel the movie?
I know. Cancel the movie?
Can you, like, not be in these movies
anymore? I haven't watched the second Spider-Man movie yet, but I need to so I understand, like, how he's truly...
What if he goes off script and he's like, Hailee...
my name is Gwen Stacy.
I want to swing with you, Hailee. Like, the writers are like, yo, Shameik,
that's not part of the line. No, I'm just like, just trust me on this.
Just trying to warm her up.
Just trying to warm her up. Yeah, just trying to get into character.
Do you need saving, Hailee? Hop into my web. Like, whoa. Shameik,
my name is Gwen Stacy.
Can we stay on the script here, Shameik?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, good luck, Josh. She's a babe, and happy you're on the market. Maybe we can...
Have you bought tickets to the U.S. Open yet? That was
your
job.
I know. I have from the Game Time app. Are we allowed to still get sports ads with Zach and Walicia?
No. Oh. It's banned, actually.
Well,
Game
Time app.
The first episode of Zach and Walicia show, I swear to God, if one thing... We should actually... This is an idea. Maybe I should do it off camera. We should actually rig you up to, like... electric.
Okay. One sport. One sport.
Hey, have you guys seen
Josh? Dude, I sports are important. All right. The Marvel. You want to get into the Marvel quiz?
Oh, yeah. So, Zach.
We're segueing.
Yeah.
Into the Marvel.
Zach recently watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I made him watch a...
I've watched Marvel movies before.
Okay, which ones?
The fucking Daredevil, the Ryan Reynolds one. Is that...
Green Lantern?
No! Ryan Deadpool. Reynolds?
Deadpool.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, and you like Deadpool?
Yeah.
Okay, what are the... Do you have any other Marvel movies?
I watched the first Spider-Man animated one.
Okay.
That one was really good.
Okay.
With the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, dude.
Batman.
Every time. What, I say Batman?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
And now he is a Marvel fan.
Sure.
I'm going to give you a little quiz.
Okay.
And
okay, I have no idea what these questions are.
Okay.
I truly do not.
All right. What is Rocket's real name? Rocket Raccoon.
Ooh. The garbage monster.
Yep.
That's what I think his
no,
name is.
It's 89P13.
Oh, okay. Dude. I don't know that.
Okay. What happens to Gamora in Avengers Endgame?
Oh, spoiler. Quick, if you want to skip ahead.
Yeah.
Thor pushes her off a cliff.
Okay, there you go.
Gently.
Okay. And then, so who's this Gamora now?
This is the past Gamora.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And okay, he didn't, good. She didn't know that they, she was dating Chris Pratt in the future Gamora.
Yes. There you go. Okay. What happens to Captain America at the end of the Last Avengers?
Thor snaps him.
No.
Damn it. Thor fucks him. Thor blows him.
Thor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanos.
Thanos.
Yeah.
Thanos snaps him.
No.
Thanos fucks him.
No, his dick's too big.
Oh, got it. Dude, those memes are getting off topic.
What meme?
No, nothing. Don't pull that out.
What the hell?
The Thanos dick memes?
I've never seen that. Wait, can we see
No, don't pull it out. Don't pull it out. The giant Thanos dick memes?
I've never seen that, I swear to God.
Yeah, you fucking have.
I swear to God.
You're making me sound like a fucking freak.
I'm going to look
it up. I don't look it up. I just see it on my timeline. My
what timeline?
For you following.
Thanos dick meme.
Your jaw's going to drop.
No, it's not. Okay, look it up.
Images. On Google or on Twitter?
On Google. Nothing shows up. Oh. I put thanks dick meme. Okay. Thanos.
If you say this is relatable to you, you're lying. Because that size is not relatable.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. Ah! That thing is thick. Yeah, he does that to Captain America. He pulls down his pants and snaps like that.
What about this one?
Dude, how do you... You can't show these.
Well, yeah, you can.
The relatable images underneath?
Oh, yeah, shit.
Another question. Last question. Do you have any other questions?
That was the only one.
How did Captain America die?
Oh, basically, he didn't die. He just got old.
Oh, that's Captain America?
Yeah,
that's
Captain America. He went back in time to put all the Infinity Stones back. But I'm so embarrassed. Oh my God, my Marvel lore's coming out.
This is why I'm not a Marvel fan. Because people like you, you
what
fucking
you
creep me out.
Wait, let's do this quiz real quick. I just want to answer two questions because I want to see if I'm good at it. Thor's hammer is made from metal. From
how do you say the name?
Mjolnir? Star. It's a dying star.
Okay.
Boom. Right. One more. What is the villain in Marvel Studios? Ant-Man.
Wait, let me get this. I got this.
Okay.
Ghost.
Wrong.
What?
Yellow Jacket.
That's the... See, I went with the most... I went with the most villainy okay. name.
Slovakia Accords. Right. Ah! Okay, That's it.
Pull up a sports quiz for me.
No.
Are you a true NFL fan?
Josh Allen, how many yards?
If I get those right, I feel like I would. That's Marvel level.
Yeah, that's definitely Marvel level.
I
but the thing
props.
Is, you don't know that stuff.
So
that's,
when I.
That's why we had to end the sports podcast, because you don't know.
I do know that stuff. It's just the people knew different facts that weren't relatable to what I said.
guys, I have a big life update.
It is Pride Month. Is this your...
No, Zach. Gosh, damn it. I'm consulting for two companies.
Nice.
And one of them is Teddy Fresh.
Nice. Who's Teddy Fresh?
Ethan Klein and...
Whoa!
Lula Klein's.
You are company. The model?
No, I'm not the model, but this is the company I am consulting for. Not full-time. But I will say...
So you're getting paychecks.
I am getting money into my account.
Interesting.
For doing labor for them, yes.
It's like you're employed.
No, no, no. Consulting. Consulting, really.
Continue.
Anyways, it's cool shit.
What's the other one?
I'm working for some like AI tech company that, you know, we take people's faces off CCTV cameras and we make really funny avatars with them.
Wait, what?
It's totally legal. I checked because it's AI, you know. And we use that facial recognition to, you know, hack into bank accounts, to, you know, buy SIM cards.
And you're getting paychecks.
I'm consulting, yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's
it's,
cool.
It's cool. AI is really cool.
What job do you think I should get?
I think you should. I don't want to say it. I'm not going to say it.
I think I should be a social media manager.
I think you should go back to Mimi's.
Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to Mimi's Cafe. Is your cigars the first time? Wow, I still have the speech.
Yeah, you still got it. Yeah, it is actually. What do you recommend here?
If you have the 2 for $25, you can add a super salad on top for an extra $5 on top of your entree, and then you can also get a dessert course at the very end.
Oh, okay, yeah, that sounds good. We'll take that.
Sounds good. We have French onion soup today, tomato soup. We also tomato bisque. Sorry about that. Okay. We also have clam chowder. Oh, dude, I should go back.
Yeah, you should go back.
I got it now, baby.
Why don't you do a live stream on TikTok taking people's, like, you know, there's like...
Wow.
That's a pretty good idea. I need, hey, get my beak wet.
I went live stream on Too Many Cooks and I only made $3. So, hey, I got paid. Okay, thank you.
Front of house.
We pulled up a Chili's is hiring website.
Dude, first of all, Chili's,
so
if anyone, please, for the love of God, if you know someone who works at Chili's, not the restaurant, corporate.
Tossie used to work at Chili's.
Oh, really?
It was her first job.
Corporate?
No.
Oh.
Guys, you think a 20-year-old is just going to fucking walk in?
Guys, if you know anyone who works at Chili's who fucking... if
runs
you,
their marketing.
Yeah, runs their marketing or anything. I don't give a fuck, whatever.
True foul tippers know. We talk about Chili's every single episode.
No, we don't. Not every single episode.
Every other episode.
Yeah, but we love Chili's so fucking
legitimately
much, all right?
We're not fucking around.
They follow me. I DM them all the time. Hey, we have a really funny idea. You guys want to chat? Nothing. Because some idiot who's running their TikTok social account.
You really do DM them?
I DM them once. How many times do you DM?
I DM them a lot. I don't get anything back.
But now they have a campaign. You want to explain the campaign? It's basically Chili's proposal. So basically, yes. If you get proposed at Chili's.
Mm-hmm. They cater your wedding.
They cater your wedding and some.
So it all started with a girl who catered Chili's. This was before the whole trend happened. She catered Chili's at her wedding.
Yeah.
Like, unprovoked or, you know, just she did it on her own.
Damn.
Paid for it. And then Chili saw it, the CEO.
Yeah.
And then he said, I really like this idea. It was viral. So, of course, they got
the fucking CEO comes in.
Brands.
Guys, this is really viral. How do we capitalize on
this? I want to be more viral. Yeah. That's actually a really good idea. I mean, people are going to be fucking lining up at the bathroom. Sorry. Just kidding, Chili's. They're going to be lining up to get seconds.
That's right. There you go.
But so now Chili's, if you propose at Chili's, which I think is a great idea, keep proposing at Chili's. You propose before the bill or after the bill?
You do it after the bill.
After the bill.
Yeah, so someone pays for it.
So then they're all full, like, oh. Yeah, sure. Let's just get out of here.
What if proposing is like a dine and dash tactic where everyone gets so distracted? We're like, woo, yeah.
All right, we're out of here.
Wait, they didn't pick up their bill. What the fuck?
Nah, it's on the house. You guys got this.
You guys got it. Wait, weren't you guys here yesterday?
Yeah, I always ask Tots. I always whisper her when we're in like a group or a public environment. I'm like, yeah. I'm going to propose to you right here. And I'm always, because we already have the ring.
Yeah.
So like, all I have to do is just drop down to a knee and just hold the ring.
Hold the ring.
And then we get free shit. And they're like, everyone's like, oh, whoa, these guys. Woo, these guys rock. And I do it. I want to do it at every public setting. Like, ever. Like Disneyland.
Don't people
front of the line.
Don't people do that already? Isn't that like a hack or like a scam?
Fake proposals?
Fake proposals, yeah.
That's a really good idea. Going out to eat, for example.
Yeah.
Like, the bill comes. I propose right there on the house.
To me.
Yeah, yeah. I propose to you. They pay for it. Just because
is
everyone's
that true, though?
So excited. Yeah, I think. Or we could just fucking do what you just said. We should fucking walk out.
What if we propose and they're like, all right, guys, this is great, but.
Yeah, it's a $200 bill.
Someone
here.
Needs to pick it up. Wait, have you seen those videos of people proposing at Disneyland and like someone pushed somebody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we pull that up real quick? Disneyland proposal
gone
push.
Wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good nice. At SEO, dude.
Dude, the Zach Wally show is going to be
sick
fucking
sick.
We are. The retention from Foul Tip. To Zach and Willie's show is gonna be so high.
It's a zero.
The one that I'm trying to imagine Luke is just right on the same brainwaves.
Dude,
as
I feel like Luke is so good at pulling up clips. It feels like Neuralink is installed in my head.
This is it, Luke.
Yeah.
Luke, we are on the same Adderall pill. Here we go, baby. So if you propose at Disneyland, you're supposed to do it not on the center stage.
What's the center stage for? Woo!
Where they are, like in front of the castle.
Yeah.
And this dude fucking runs in between them, takes the ring, and escorts them off.
What the fuck?
That's so embarrassing. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Gonna
you
be
fucking,
better on the fucking stage.
You fucking ruined the moment. What the fuck?
And then you remember the Dodgers game one where he ran on the field and then proposed from left field and then he got demolished.
Oh yeah, he got fucking tackled.
Yeah.
Disney apologized to couple after Paris employee interrupts proposal. Our moment was destroyed.
We have offered our sincere apologies to the couple concerned, and we'll do everything we can to make this up to them. Yeah, pay for their wedding then.
Yeah, pay for their fucking wedding in the castle.
We want Mickey and Minnie.
and Goofy. I want Goofy.
To be at the altar with us.
I want Mickey to fucking be
my best man. I want Mickey Mouse. I want Mickey Mouse to read my fucking vows. I want Minnie to fucking blow me after.
I want Goofy to be my fucking ring man, big boy. Yeah,
he comes like on all fours. Good boy. Dude, that'd be the creepiest fucking
that'd be
wedding.
A fucking scary ass wedding. Disney has offered them, and is it for a free weekend at Disneyland Park and a hotel of their choice?
That's
forever?
It?
Nah, you need to do more than that.
Bro,
you need to
give
do
me
more.
Two weekends.
You need a what? You need to put them in a fucking movie.
That's crazy, man. I don't know. I would not propose at Disney unless you are absolutely in love with Disneyland.
Yeah, unless you're a Disney
then
adult.
Then do you.
Yeah, I don't want to. The guy said, I don't want to visit Disneyland anymore. They can't give us the moment back, and that's the only thing I want to get a second chance.
That's a gay guy. Relax.
You should have gone to Disney World. They don't give a fuck.
Hey. Anyways, back to this Chili's shit. I think we pretty much knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, but it's funny. You know what's funny is everyone's tagging you in it.
I know.
Be like, divorce your wife.
Yeah.
Divorce your wife.
I also commented on Chili's Instagram saying, divorce. Let's divorce and start over. They laughed.
They did? Chili's?
The official Chili's laughed. They said, LOL.
They didn't say anything? They didn't say, yo. Girl.
What are they supposed to do?
I don't know. This is a huge viral campaign. They have a young, handsome creator.
I'm 30.
Who loves Chili's so much. It makes, I don't know. Chili's marketing L.
They're whiffing.
L.
Hey, the Zach and Wally show maybe will be sponsored by Chili's.
Dude, that'd be...
Man. That'd be so sick.
Anyway, speaking about sick, John Morant, more news coming out for him.
Are we talking...
Shut the fuck up. There's two more episodes left, all right? Enjoy it while you can.
I'm going to find a way on the Zach and Wally show to squeeze in at least 5 minutes of sports.
Two.
Okay, fine.
Two, and it's rapid fire.
John Morant may die, according
what?
According to Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, whoa.
Sorry, don't mean to be clickbaity, but can we? I didn't link the quote that Stephen A. Smith said. You can look up Stephen A. Smith, John Morant. But Stephen A. Smith, according to inside sources from his NBA crew, NBA players believe that John Morant will not be alive in 5 years. I just want to get the quote right. But I believe that's what Stephen A. Smith said.
Because of his actions.
Yeah, because he's just hanging out with the wrong people.
Damn.
And apparently John Morant unfollowed the main source of his friend group that, I basically just said.
That doesn't mean anything. He might still hang out with them. oh, I'm going to unfollow you, so the marketing looks like, you know.
I don't, yeah, see, and then, so, Adam Silver,
yeah,
the NBA commissioner,
yeah,
before the NBA finals started, went public at the podium and said, I don't want to steal the spotlight of the NBA finals.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But Ja Morant, we got more inside information from the investigation into Ja Morant, and we believe that it's a substantial findings, and he is basically fucked.
Yeah, they're going to announce it after the finals.
Yeah, because we don't want to steal the thunder from the finals.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but dude, I mean,
what can you think it is, though?
So he got 8-game suspension for showing off the gun in a club.
Yeah.
And then now he's showing it off in a driver's seat of a car.
Yep.
And he apparently went to therapy for it already. I don't know, bro. Like, I don't, he just needs to switch his friend group up. And
how about you hang out with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ja, hang out with us.
Yeah, you can be the guy in the middle of our merch. The Zach and Ja and Waleed
show. Imagine we're all hanging out with Ja Morant at Chili's. He's like, guys, I can't control myself.
Bring the bill or else I'm gonna pop.
Oh my God. Ja, no, no.
I say like 40 games, which is all.
I say 50 games.
That's more than half.
I say 50 games, or I think the way that Adam Silver phrased that, yeah. I think he'll be kicked out of the NBA.
He is disappointed dad vibes.
I think he's going to go to hang out with Dwight Howard, which is nothing wrong with that. Dwight Howard's happy.
He's, dude, that's a fucking level up. That's like a fun thing.
I mean, who knows? Who knows? I truly don't know.
But yeah. Are you watching the NBA Finals?
You know what? I just know where the series is at. I have not watched a single... It's not exciting.
How did we win Sports Creators of the Year? How did we win that? Thank you, Adweek. Like 1,020%.
I can tell you how.
How?
It's called Venmo, baby.
Did you got a plug at Adweek? I'm sure Noel just did it just to like boost our confidence.
Yeah, the boys need it.
Yeah, there you go, guys.
He paid $100,000 for it.
He's torn. He's just back.
Oh, thank God. Wait, tell me what's going on with the ref stuff again.
Oh, dude. Okay. Eric Lewis is a referee for the NBA.
Right.
And he apparently is a diehard Celtics fan, and he was a ref during the Sixers-Celtics series.
Right.
And the Celtics moved on to win that series.
Yep.
And they
found... And he was reffing that game.
One of the games.
Yeah.
Not every game. But they found some dummy account that was a huge supporter of NBA referee Eric Lewis, and if you want to click, and the name is Blair Cutliffe.
It's still up?
Still up. They have no tweet, original tweets, only replies, 108 replies only. And this is the top reply that's been since May 25th. Obviously, any smart person who finds your burner account, maybe you should stop tweeting, and that's exactly what this person did, because he hasn't tweeted since May 25th. The last tweet that he replied to, NBA ref Eric Lewis has been outed as having a burner account. LMAO, this is a momentous day. The account will surely be deleted soon for the archives. The entirety of this account is replies, all involving, yep, Eric Lewis. And the main reply is what I just found out is Pablo. This is the tweet. Pablo, this is Mark Lewis, Wright family, older brother of Eric Lewis.
Of the ref's brother.
Yes. I'm sorry that I put Eric, in this situation, but this ain't Watergate. You're right. The account will be coming down. Twitter should not be this vindictive. And so, like, it's his older brother.
You think you actually think it's his brother, though? Or you think it's
okay, and then I have linked, if you don't mind, his family. I don't mean to like pull up this is public shit. I'm not like fucking snooping around. But this is his family. Oh, you just had it.
Yeah, oh, his family are diehard.
So that's his family
fan
on the left. That's Eric Lewis's family. I'm assuming wife, daughter, and son-ish maybe, or grandson or something. Yeah. But yeah, sorry to out your fan, but it's on social media. So
there's Celtic diehards already.
Yeah. Vanessa Blair Lewis tweeted in Celtics jerseys that they're excited. And then there's stats on the other that he, whenever he refs certain teams, the winning percentages of those teams, the Celtics are basically 63% winning percentage.
Holy fuck.
Above the next one's the Houston Rockets at 61%. I don't know, dude.
Maybe.
But so the tweets, like going back to Blair Cutliffe tweets, please and thank you. They're like, they're super basic. They're just like nice and like.
They're just like, you still think it's his fault?
If you had a burner account,
right.
Would you not be just talking the most shit?
Oh, absolutely. That's the whole point.
Just like fucking just demeaning everyone to the highest extent.
But if you're a ref of the NBA, like even if that's your brother, you gotta tell your brother not to do that shit.
But I mean, he doesn't know that he's doing that, I bet. Unless he's like, hey, bro.
Yeah, I got your back, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, God. He hates his brother.
Bully vibes?
Oh, fuck.
Just like.
Well, what about the clip? Do you see the clip of the ball going in and he reacts?
Hang on, let me. So this is an original tweet. Why was everyone going crazy about Chris Paul being like 0-11 in games officiated by Scott Foster, but no one cares about LeBron having a whole 0-82 in games officiated by Eric Lewis? The reply from Blair Cutliffe, a.k.a. the brother. Just like they not talking about Smurfs taking over London. What? That's a good burner
that
account.
That is a good burner account.
Fuck?
Yeah. 12 replies.
Well, that's probably it came out. So the verdict is right now that he's not allowed to ref a finals game because he's being investigated. So I think his career, he's going to get like a Netflix series.
Yeah, probably. He's going to get a Netflix series and he's probably getting death threats right now.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what's the LeBron tweet? Is this real?
Oh, yeah. I showed you this. LeBron.
Is shit true with the emojis?
I mean, if a huge scandal is coming out, and this is the tweet that the face of almost not even sports, just the face of the world, he tweets out this Eric Lewis emoji shit emoji true? That's the tweet. And like, he just wants to stir the pot. This was after he lost, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Sweat.
Yeah. Well, it was a whole beef because of that foul. Remember?
Yeah.
Is that why he was saying that?
Oh yeah. I wonder if he was the ref. If Eric Lewis was.
He probably 1,000%. It was a Celtics.
Interesting.
Game. So no wonder he fucking tweeted.
Oh yeah, that was for the Celtics game. Nice. Good call. We should continue foul tip for another 50 episodes.
I like that. Oh great. Now someone's dropping art in the fucking thing. Yeah. Whatever.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty nuts. I hope he is okay. I hope he gets fired, though.
Okay.
That's too hot, bro. You can't be a fan of anybody. You got to be so neutral. Voicemails?
A quick hockey. I've been wanting to talk about hockey forever. It's going to be a 1 minute thing.
Okay. I'm going to have a timer. Go.
Okay. I have a pretty cool... Well, he just mocked me for audio listeners. And it hurt me. Anyways, the Florida Panthers are super cool.
Mm.
They're a wild card 2 team.
Uh-oh.
I think it's cool, bro. Like, they're the major Cinderella of hockey.
Okay.
They swept the Hurricanes.
No, it's cool.
They beat the Boston Bruins.
That's
the number one team in the NHL, then the number two team in the NHL. They beat them. They swept them.
Oh, woo.
And now they're in the Stanley Cup Finals.
That's cool. For sure, man. Hey, you out of here?
No, we got to do voicemail.
Oh, yeah, we got to do voicemail.
Fuck you. I want the Florida Panthers to win. I've been watching hockey. Can I do my sports rant now?
Sure.
Foul tip. Thank you so much for sticking with us and loving sports.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Obviously, I agree with that.
We started this podcast because I thought sports were important and I thought sports were fun.
Yeah.
And obviously people, you know, are interested in us fucking around and talking sports, which is totally acceptable. Mm-hmm. Totally fine. So we're starting the Zach Molly Show, but thank you so much for sticking with the sports.
Right.
And that's all I wanted
to say. And by the way, it's not going to go away. We're still dabbling into sports.
You know? We will?
Yeah. Just
oh, yes.
Sports is so, there's so much culture around sports. This I don't give a fuck, though.
And then, like, another thing is, like, why? Let's get a quick answer of, like, what happened with foul tip is, like, we went major sports and then people wanted niche sports.
Because they liked us.
They liked us, but we should have stuck with us maybe one sport.
Mm-hmm.
And then we learned F1. We learned hockey.
Here's the thing. There's so many sports in the world. The idea of having a all-encompassing sports podcast is fucking crazy.
Yeah. We try to hit every single sport
in the world.
And then we upset people when we didn't talk about football, like football.
Yeah.
And then we got an F1. I actually really liked
that. I actually did like the World Cup.
Yeah, the World Cup was sick.
Should we do a little flashback?
I don't know. And then we just
voicemail.
And then we just decided to go to voicemails. But thank you very much for listening to my stupid rant.
Hey, Zach and Waleed. It's your boy, Nash. Again,
hey, Nash Greer.
You're leaving a voicemail. This time it's more of a sad one, I guess, because this is going to be the last voicemail that I'm ever able to leave you guys.
Not true.
I just wanted to let you guys know that I loved the show, and that I know a lot of other people did too, and we're going to miss you over here on the TMG Network.
We're not leaving,
you know,
dude.
Watching you guys every week. But I hope that you guys continue to do stuff, you know, on your own or together, you know, for
sweet.
A different network or just whatever you guys decide to do. I can't wait to see the content from you guys again. And thank you so much for helping me get into podcasts. It was great. So, yeah, guys, bye.
I feel so bad for the tease, though.
I feel terrible now. I feel
the tease was supposed to be like
it was supposed to be.
Can you imagine doing that for another 2 weeks, which was what we were supposed to do?
I know. So that would have been brutal.
People would have been like calling it like,
"Oh, I'm sorry."
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. Never again. We thought it was a poorly timed joke.
Oh yeah, and then unfortunately the trill stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you, Nash, for the call. We are still gonna stick with TMG. We're just rebranding.
I actually got a TMG tattoo on my chest.
That's amazing.
I'm kidding.
And problematic. Anyways, voicemail numero dos, por favor.
Hey, Zach and Waleed. It's Gage from North Carolina. I was just calling because, you know, with you guys rebranding and whatnot, I figured I've been a day one Foul Tip supporter, so I wanted to know, since the start of the show, what would you say that's one thing that you learned from this podcast? And I know it's a cheesy question, but truly, I know you guys have grown together as podcast co-hosts and as lovers, so if there's one thing that you learned either as podcast hosts or lovers, let me know. Thanks.
What did you learn as a lover, Waleed?
I learned that don't give back shots.
I learned to keep my wife's name out of my own fucking mouth.
I think what I learned as from this podcast is that sports are fun, but with everything else going around, it's not the most important thing.
Speaking from a Marvel fan?
Yes.
Got it.
Now, Marvel, though. I think as a lover, I'm just happy to be here with my best friend.
Hell yeah. A heartfelt answer to that is thank you, Waleed, for willing to learn sports. Mm-hmm. Hop on this mm-hmm. with me. If you guys don't know, every fucking night we literally go through, like, after the episode ends, we hop on a dock. We write out all of our ideas. I walk through Waleed. Teach Wally the world of sports, basically, get him up to speed, and he watches it on his own. So thank you very much for going through all the work of doing all that.
Yes, and thank you, you guys.
Thank you, fam.
This honestly would have been so lame if there wasn't the Muhammad Army behind our side.
Hell yeah.
And the Piona Cult.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, we still have one more episode of Foul Tip. So.
We do? Fuck.
What is the next episode going to be?
What should we do for the last episode? Shit.
We should be shirtless like these dudes the whole episode.
No. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the second to last episode of Foul Tip. Remember,
we're sticking around.
We're not leaving. There's just a big rebrand happening. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited to show you guys all the fun stuff we got in store, all the fun people we're going to bring. And if you want these episodes ad-free, tmgstudios.tv. Also, pop into our Discord where we're going to be giving live updates about the rebrand.
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very fun. And then also,
this Thursday, Too Many Cooks on twitch.tv/Zach and Waleed.
There you go.
Not TMG related. That is my income. So please watch it. We'll be there with Cole Hirsch this Thursday, Taco Thursday, making tacos for Cole at 7 p.m. PST.
That's right. And June 25th. Just put it on your calendar.
Waleed has a fifth job of streaming at TMG Studios. But peace and blessings. Goodbye, friends.
Bye.